defense and pitching shined early, and the bats came up big late as the Hastings Raiders softball team defeated Matamidi on Tuesday at home by a final score of 6-1. Head coach Jen Thiesing of the Raiders joined KDWA Sports to look back at the win as the bats got going in the fifth, and the Raiders never looked back.
You know, it was the challenge because we would have good hits, but we couldn't quite string them together in those first couple innings. And then the last half of the game, we started to finally get them back-to-back, which was needed for sure. But yeah, they held to it. We stuck to our game plan for the most part. Caught Chase on high pitches a little bit at the beginning there, but we figured it out.
When it comes to the Raiders at the plate, they got two hits apiece from Lauren Jenkins, Addie Zaleski, and Emily Dombrowski, with a hit apiece from Sienna McCoy, Haley Strain, and Kylie Evans. All of the girls got stronger at the plate as the game went along, and the steady play of catcher Sienna McCoy behind the plate and at the plate were huge throughout the game.
Yeah, especially in the back half of the game, for sure. We work on our hitting approach and how we're going to take each at-bat, working the count in our favor and knowing kind of what a pitcher potentially is going to throw to us. So I have every confidence in the whole lineup and even our kids on the bench that can come in and really know what's going on in the game and take a pitcher to town, for sure. And I agree. Sienna she's a great two-hitter for me. She can bunt. She's patient. She will almost always put the ball in play. She's moving kids around, for sure. That's why I love the Jenkins-Sienna 1-2 there. Lauren usually gets on base. Sienna can move her around and puts us in good positions to get a run early on in the game.
Coach Thiesing on junior left-handed pitcher Haley Strain's complete game effort, surrendering only four hits, one lonely earned run in the sixth, with one walk and two strikeouts. Strain threw strikes, and the Raiders made the plays behind her.
Yeah, she did. We chatted with her and Sienna about mixing that changeup in a little bit more this game. Last game, I think we were just throwing straight heat, which works for her, too, because it's hard to catch up to. But when you throw so hard, when you do get a hold of it, the ball kind of sails, which was part of our problem against Tartan. But yeah, it was much more dynamic this game, definitely changing up speeds. And like you said, when she missed, it was down, and she only had one walk this game, so that was an improvement for her over the last game.
Yes, it was nice to win at home on Tuesday against Matamidi, but the Raiders and Coach Thiesing know they have to have their best game traveling to a very good Two Rivers team on Thursday.
Yeah, Coach Carpenter has taken that team to a new level, which is great for them. Obviously more of a challenge for us. We have to make sure that we're staying focused and playing our game. Again, with the last two games, I'm pretty confident that we can go out and give it our best effort and come away with a W, but they're scrappy. They're not going to roll over and just let us take it regardless of how the first few innings go. They're all the way through gritty, finish the game type of team. So we need to make sure we bring our A game, and we've got good momentum now, so I think we're ready.
Aside from the on-the-field fun, the Raiders also have some off-the-field fundraisers coming up soon at Jersey Mike's and the Discount Card Blast.
Yeah, so we're going to have a Jersey Mike's fundraiser on May 7th. So part of the profits of your sandwich purchase will go towards the softball team. Our kids are going to be coming around and actually selling our discount cards at the end of April, and they should be handing out some flyers when that happens as well. So both of those things are coming up, and we hope the community can support us again. They've been doing a great job so far this year, and both the discount cards and Jersey Mike's will support the full softball program, so HYAA and the high school program as well.